My name is Ann Bryce, and I was the founding executive director of the Cache Creek Conservancy. The Conservancy was originally envisioned as a means of implementing restoration projects where there had been gravel mining. So when I was working there, we were finding pieces of property where there had been these big gravel pits and planting trees and connecting them up to the creek, just trying to make them more attractive for the future. And we always involved school children in the planting and the community. So it was the start, the very beginning of what the nature preserve has become, where everybody comes here to visit on the weekends that it's open. But we began that in the mid to late 90s. When I was first asked whether I'd be interested in heading the brand new Cache Creek Conservancy, I really thought long and hard about it, because when you drive out along this lower portion of the creek, it's not all that attractive. And I thought, I don't know, this looks like it's almost an impossible task. And then I was out here by myself at the bridge over the creek right close by here, and an osprey flew by. And I really, I'm not even a religious person, but I really felt like it was sort of a sign to me that such a wonderful raptor, and you don't see it in an area that's really unhealthy. It was like it was saying to me, there's hope, we can do this. The next week I told them I'd take the job. We decided on this location because Tykert donated the land to us. It's on this sort of corner where the roads are and the creek is, and then the slough that comes around and feeds in. And we've had this grove of oaks that are old and are wonderful here, and the old barn left over from the last owner. So it had all these elements that just made it a perfect site. You know, you can look in almost every direction and you don't see a building, and you actually feel that you're out in a wild area. And you can hear the birds in the background, I'm sure, while I'm talking.